The combination of SAB Miller and Molson Coors will be called Miller Coors. Company spokesperson Julian Green says Wisconsin will still be a big part of the firm's brewing plans.
They're looking at 8 breweries across the United States, including the Leinenkugel's Brewery in Chippewa Falls, the 10th Street Brewery in Milwaukee, and then there's the Blue Moon Brewing Company at Coorsville in Colorado. All these breweries are going to remain open. In fact, in Milwaukee, we're probably going to be brewing more beer. We're going to be announcing, you know, over the next couple months enhancements to the breweries. We're going to be brewing Coors Light here. So, you know, the jobs are going to, you know, remain here in terms of brewing.
But Miller Coors, which will be a $7 billion a year company, says it's also looking at $500 million in spending cuts, including through trimming the size of the firm's workforce. Some of the cuts may be in the company's white-collar sector. But Green says there will be office jobs in Milwaukee.
The visitor center is going to remain open. We're going to keep doing the brewery tours. You're going to have the headquarters of the Eastern Sales Division here in Milwaukee, as well as the headquarters of Miller International, and certainly soon we'll be announcing significant corporate functions here in Milwaukee as well.
Green won't say in which city Miller Coors will have its headquarters. He says the company hopes to make an announcement on that soon. Chuck Kornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.